This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written Constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
The sacred fire of liberty. If it stands for anything, it's principle. And yes, we cover the news items of the day from time to time with Jonathan E. Ward, but rooted underneath all of that are the principles, foundation in what? Individual liberty, a defense of individual liberty. A man doing that, beating back the bureaucratic oligarchy every waking hour he can, unless he's going to his child's piano recital. It's Jonathan E. Ward, the FDA Dragon Slayer. How are you, my friend?
Just fine, Robert. Good to be with you.
Great to be with you as well. And, you know, I just wanted to state that for our new listeners. We got a lot of new people on board every week here. And those that don't know Jonathan, he has been taking on the bad guys in government for a long time. And he's written a number of books, including Restore the Republic. And, of course, that's, you know, one of the more phenomenal, more recent books. There are so many more in him. But he doesn't have a lot of extra time with all the people that need help. Jonathan, fundamentally, we've had a shift in terms of, in our lifetime, President Trump, definitely not your standard politician-type president, coming in to do things differently. And, you know, I'm always concerned about where this oligarchy is going. Do we have any evidence of reduction of the obsession to limit the freedom of the American people?
There is no limit to this monstrosity except for its own collapse, I'm afraid. It may be that the American electorate will avoid the temptation of the promise, the false promise of everything free, but I think we have a little way to go before they realize that the government, through redistribution, can only go so far before it takes down the economy and, in addition, renders the delivery of services inept.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that with Medicare already. People are very dissatisfied with Medicare. But it'll only get worse as they continue to expand the scope of Medicare. This administration is dedicated to going in the other direction, is trying its best to do that. Congress has its heels dug in on keeping in place all of these monstrosities in the form of entitlements and regulatory restrictions on your freedom. But in the end, freedom is the inevitable course of mankind. If you look at the direction of history, it's always been back towards freedom, even when we experience, or perhaps most especially when we experience, the consequences of tyranny. That doesn't mean that people don't forget the great benefits that come with liberty and presume that these promises of politicians to give them everything for free are not worth attempting. It's unfortunate. The depth of our understanding should be great enough so that we appreciate that that simply cannot work. Socialism never works. That it fails historically over and over again and causes the very people who look for the freebies to experience the greatest hardships as government fails to be able to provide, and yet power ever increases. But now, you know, we have the Democratic Party in anticipation of the challenge to Donald Trump's reelection. They intend on promising the American public that every American citizen will receive $1,000 guaranteed income per month.
Wow.
Which would require a huge increase in taxation to cover it, but it would also be utterly ruinous because it would take the productive elements of our society and so heavily tax them as to make them unwilling to be productive in this country. They'll just go elsewhere. And so this is an insane concept, but it's where they are. It's not only guaranteed health care, it's not only a guaranteed education, but it's a guaranteed minimum income, which of course also causes massive inflation.
Right.
It's interesting. When you do that sort of thing, it makes $1,000 the minimum price for admission, not an affordable
right.
wage.
Right. It turns the equivalent to zero, basically. You have to necessarily raise prices everywhere to match what's happening here. And, you know, speaking of tax increases, the massive increases that would be needed to pay for it, isn't the vast majority of income taxes being used to service the debt? 70%, 80%, or 90% have been argued that you're not even really, you know, it's like you're spinning your wheels and still moving backwards with all the taxes they think they can raise to pay for it because we're carrying such an enormous debt.
Well, we do have an ever-increasing finance requirement for the massive debt that we're carrying, but we also have the grossest inefficiency in government, so that every dollar you expend for welfare, let's say, of that dollar, about 60% of it is consumed by the bureaucracy itself in administering the programs to provide the welfare. And in fact, when you get right down to it, the people who get welfare are really getting but a fraction of the amount of money that we are, that is allocated for welfare due to the massive inefficiency
right up,
of government.
Well, and of course, all the money they could have kept or could have been in a private hands for charitable causes. And a lot of people who are, I think we are the most giving people that we've seen throughout history, although when government gives, it's through theft, so it's not true gift. When we look at modern medicine and the phony free market that it is, you described, of course, welfare medicine, but much of modern medicine is operating in a phony free market, which is obviously not a free market. It's a monopoly. And therefore, in inefficiency, bureaucracy has been mandated into the mess by government. My uncle, God rest his soul, the medical doctor, warned me not to go into medicine when I was a teenager, which is strange for an adult in your family to do because he was a doctor. He said, listen, I see where this is going. They're destroying medicine. The good parts of medicine are being eradicated because the government thinks it can run it better than the free market can, than we have been trained to do. And so we have these inefficiencies, even if you remove so-called welfare associated with Medicare and Medicaid. You follow what I'm saying here?
No, absolutely. We live in an environment in which people, for some reason, despite their lifelong participation in the market, still tend to cling to this idea that somehow they can get something for nothing from the government. And that never is the case. Government must either tax or it will cause inflation. And so we lose money to pay for these things. In other words, we pay for these things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the case that anything comes for free. And the tragedy is that in every case, if the government is supplying the service or the particular welfare benefit, it's doing so at a substantial cost, far greater than if the private sector were relied upon to create it, because the government is a blunt instrument that doesn't follow efficiencies. It follows political directions and orders.
Right.
It does not, you know, if you tell somebody, if you ask the government to take you from point A to point B, it's not a straight line. It's pulled back and forth by different political factions. It ends up getting there, perhaps. But if it gets there, it's going to be a crooked line, and it's going to be more expensive to get there.
Sure.
And so, you know, it's not unusual that a hammer in for the Defense Department costs $350, or that a toilet for the government costs $10,000. It's not unusual.
Or that the government mandates mercury-laden light bulbs and calls them environmentally safe. They make the wrong decisions on everything, and including the health care system, which is disease creation, disease management. Let me give you an example, personal example, many years ago, before Obamacare, you know, when it was so-called considered to be a private and evil medical system because there was no Obamacare yet. You know, I'm being facetious here. So I go to the hospital just checking out, you know, potential birthing centers there. How much would it cost to have a birth? $12,000, they said. Okay, all right. What if I'm paying cash? What if I don't want to involve the insurance agencies? Of course, at that point you had a choice. And they said, oh, well, that'll be $3,000. I said, what? Are you kidding? You mean everything? What if it's a C-section? Yep, same thing. I'm like, well, that's 25% of the cost that you quoted me with insurance. What does that say even without the government-sanctioned Obamacare or socialized medicine that in a private, semi-private insurance scheme that is mandated to cover all kinds of crazy stuff by government, that the cost is 75% more than it would be if we got them out of the way?
Well, let me give you another real-life example. So I represented a group of urologists who had invented or were part of the team that invented the microwave system for reducing the prostate. So they would give you a zap your prostate with microwave radiation and shrink it so that you wouldn't have to have the transurethral surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would prevent all of the adverse effects associated with the surgery. You just weren't experienced by this using this microwave system through the rectum. They would shoot radiation directly at the prostate and shrink it.
Mm-hmm.
Microwaves, burn it, basically.
Right.
And then it would be absorbed into your system. Well, even though this was an incredibly safe procedure, Medicare had scheduled it for availability only through hospitals. So the cost of it going to a hospital was like $8,000. And the reason why it cost that much was that under all the hospital regulations, people would have to have blood tests, they have to have all these various things done, and they'd have to have a post-operative procedure, and they have to stay in the hospital, and they have to do additional tests before they could release them. So the battery of tests, and et cetera, that went with this was $8,000. Well,
wow.
These urologists showed that the exact same test, exact same procedure,
right,
could be performed outpatient very safely for $3,000.
Mm-hmm. Once again, what, 40% of the price.
Now, let me tell you something. With the aging boomers, the amount of money this meant for the government is in the billions.
Billions, you're right. Hey, hold that thought, billions. On that note, we're going to take a break. Say thanks to our sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and one special hour of the week when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Moore. We'll be right back. Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Once again, a principal discussion on the air with Jonathan Emord, some kind of thing you'll never hear anywhere else in broadcast media, unless Jonathan Emord happens to be there. But we are here today, and Jonathan, you were on this procedure. You said you represented a group of urologists that were suing the government. Apparently, they said you have to do their new procedure at the time, a microwave, reduction of the inflammation or swelling or size of the prostate. They said they could do it outpatient. The government said, no, you got to do it inpatient. In the hospital, they said $8,000 there. What did you say it would cost outpatient?
$3,000. So here's the thing: $8,000 versus $3,000. So here's the thing: these urologists asked me if I might find a way to present this information to the government, so the government could save billions on boomers from the Medicare costs. Otherwise, the Medicare would be paying out billions. All right, that they didn't need to. So I go, I present all the safety data, all the evidence to HHS, to Medicaid, Medicare services, to members of Congress, and so on. Medicare and Medicaid services were amused by the information. They thought it was important information. They then shelved it. Went to members of Congress, they were aghast at the savings, because we're talking about billions and billions of dollars. They write to HHS, they ask HHS to consider, they ask HHS to take action on it, nothing. Years go by, losing billions, years go by. Finally, after 8 years, well into the boomers having their prostate problems, They suddenly changed the policy and said that you can have it in the hospital, in the outpatient. Yeah. But it took them years and years with lost money, massive amount of waste, to get to that result, and only because we were pressing so hard to get it to happen.
Incredible.
It's absolutely typical of the bureaucracy.
Yeah, and this is the point of billions and billions, if not hundreds of billions, lost in that time frame. And, of course, the hospital bureaucracies ate it up, government ate it up. Once again, any of your friends out there that still believe the government is the solution to all the problems that ail us, they are delusional. They're probably on multiple medications. They're not eating clean food, and they're out of their minds at this point. Bernie Sanders, I don't even know if you're a nice guy to hang out with or not, but I don't care. Socialism is a spiritually bankrupt, much less economically bankrupt idea whose time has long since passed. But perhaps we have this amnesia that every once in a while we have to experience tyranny to appreciate freedom.
Yeah, it's the lesson of government around the world. Corruption comes with government. Waste comes with government. It is not a responsive system to market forces, so there's no limitation there. They have a monopoly of military force in society, so they can use that force to achieve political ends abusively. So the only solution to this problem the Founding Fathers discovered from the Enlightenment era, which is to severely limit government, to limit it and to define its powers, and to respect as a cardinal principle the only utility of government is to protect the rights of the governed. It's not to redistribute income. It's not to bring about a leadership role in calling for social change. It's not about directing the market. What it's about is very simple. It's defense. That's it. It's defense. It's to ensure that your rights are protected against arbitrary deprivation. That's the whole purpose of government.
Those who have lost sight of that, of course, use government to violate the rights of those who would want to live free, right? And I suppose that was an American
ideal. It's like
ideal.
Affirmative action.
Mm-hmm.
It's like affirmative action, which for years and years and years and years and years was the mainstay of the federal government and finally was held unconstitutional. But the point was, here you have a political preference. You say you have a liberal elite inside the government saying, because there was slavery in America, we have to compensate for slavery by making race the determining factor in academic advancement. And suddenly you have this environment where individuals are being discriminated against because they don't have a particular race. They started off with affirmative action for blacks. Then they suddenly advanced it because of their concern that they were discriminating against other minorities,
mm-hmm.
to advance the role of the Asians and others, Pacific Islanders. And then suddenly we have this race-conscious environment in which lo and behold, you have the great misfortune of not having a pigment, you are going to be discriminated against. Well, discrimination, whether it's against blacks or whites, is wrong to begin with. It's a violation of your rights.
Well, stand by.
It's a violation of civil liberties.
We're up against a break. Remember, you get your rights by virtue of your birth, not because of membership in any group. We're going to talk about that one and more with Jonathan E. Ward. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
If you love liberty, are you being discriminated against today in America? Certainly a mainstream media would discriminate against you, would call you all kinds of names simply because you don't believe in collectivism or that rights come from membership in a group identity. What about individual liberty? What about the fact that you're born of a creator and that creator is not government? People on the left worship government as God, and I believe that has, I think I'm right, corrupted their minds so totally that they believe virtue can be found in government when what you find there is danger, deception, corruption, and a violation of those individual liberties that are granted to each of us by our Creator. Jonathan, always enjoy our discussion together on the discrimination front. It's a fascinating one, and oftentimes in the media, they get it so, so wrong.
Right. Whenever you make a race-based policy, it violates people's civil liberties because it's a determination that one group of people ought not advance in favor of another group of people, the distinction being made not on merit, but on the color of your skin or on your national origin. That type of decision-making should be utterly repulsive to everyone, including those of the race that would be advanced, because it is a gross thing, not only in the private sector for people to say, I won't serve blacks, or I won't serve people of a particular race, but also for government to say the same thing, that I won't allow in this seat at this university this highly qualified student because that student is not of the race that we prefer. It's grotesque. And then you see this over and over again now with the efforts by the Democratic Party to advance the notion of gender or of sexual orientation in the same manner, that they will discriminate against individuals, deny them their rights to religious liberty, their rights to be judged not on the color of their skin, but on the content of their character and their brains, as Martin Luther King indicated.
Right.
They should be. I mean, we have to have a society that protects our rights to life, liberty, and property, and protects those rights in detail, regardless of who we are. And if there are distinctions to be made, and one distinction that I frequently draw is the distinction in the military between those who are in combat roles, I think there can be distinguishing principles in particular circumstances that are justified. So, for example, this is a neutral principle. We don't want a slave population created by those we put into the service. We don't want to have women who are childbearing in a situation where they can be held hostage and can be impregnated and forced to bear children in captivity as a way to terrorize and threaten our people and to cause innocent children to be the victims in a political game in warfare. We don't want that. So in order to protect that happenstance, I advocated that that combat roles not be open to women who are of childbearing age. Now, that's not to say that other women can't do it or women can't bear children can't do it. No. It's to say that in order to protect this basic principle that unlike the Ayatollah Khomeini, we do not want children to be used as pawns in warfare. He used to use them. He would have children run in front of the tanks in the Iran-Iraq war to blow up landmines as his tanks advanced so that they could get to Iraq. I mean, it's this kind of inhumanity that cannot characterize a civilized people, and it's the rights of those innocents that we must protect against these kinds of abusive government policies. But it goes on and on, and the point is, the more government we get, the more these types of things will be done.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals in power are self-interested. They try to benefit themselves, their own financial nest, by ensuring that government policies yield benefits for them. And those benefits are also for those who are their political constituents upon whom they defend. There's no altruism in government. I mean, this whole concept that somehow government can operate in a way that is unlike individuals who would be given your resources and a right to control your freedom of choice, they do those things, they impose those rules, they create those laws that restrict your freedom to benefit themselves. It's no mistake that Congress would mandate that every American citizen had to have a certain degree of insurance and pay for it in Obamacare, but they themselves in Congress were exempt from the requirements of Obamacare.
Right. I hear a lot of proposals, let's say, make Congress have to abide by every law that they pass. And, you know, I hear that, and I'm like, you know what? I would think it more efficient because of the history of this kind of movement, you know, oh, we'll vote the bums out, new bums take their place, get corrupted, that we would encourage people to do as our founding fathers did, withdraw consent, because that was the fundamental starting point with the Declaration of Independence, that we had the right and authority to set the stage and declare to the world that we are no longer subjects, you know, citizens to the crown, for instance. And I think the people of California, there are some people in California feeling like this needs to happen to them or for them because of what has happened to California. And we've got a billionaire apparently seeking to split California into three states with the help of some people who are just sick and tired of what's going on in Sacramento, the leftist state that it has become. So where do we look constitutionally in terms of right to self-determination, a state to break up into more than one entity to say, you know what, we are going to declare independence from California and establish another state that wants entry into the union?
Well, I think it's great because California has gone off the deep end. Governor Jerry Brown, his friends in Sacramento have basically destroyed so much property value and created such a lawless environment in California by creating a state that's a sanctuary state that citizens are rightfully alarmed, and a huge number of folks are signing petitions in favor of splitting the state apart. And that's the logical consequence. You can't destroy the rule of law and expect law-abiding citizens who ordinarily look for the law to protect their rights from violation of others to just sit back when you allow those others to come in, rape, pillage, and steal from your people. He's created an environment in California that marks that state as a haven for criminals coming across the border. And as a result, they have criminals coming across the border. They've got needles and feces and all sorts of wondrous things all over the streets of California, San Diego, such they have hepatitis outbreaks now all through the state because they have created an environment where the homeless are more attracted to being there than the people who want to live in homes. They've created an environment where those who are illegal can stay there and be protected by the law. It's outrageous.
So how do we assess, let's say, if we make constitutional arguments, we look to the root of the basis for this organic American Republican form of government, you know, where the people are supposed to be superior to the government that serves them. Of course, you know, it's not operating that way in most cases, that the people of a state can say, you know, that they want to put it onto their referendum, we want to break up. And then how does that from a relationship from the state level or potential state level to the federal government to say, you know what, California wants to break up. Here's the way you do it. Here's how we authorize the union expansion, if you will.
Well, they would have to seek approval, a supermajority of Congress and the President of the United States, to allow them to come into the union as another state. And this would be, you know, a constitutional amendment to transform the nation such that the one state in existence, California, would become three states. There's no reason why it can't be done. And I think everybody would applaud it. The rest of the country has been victimized by California as well. Proposition 65 has been ruinous to all kinds of businesses that are trying to do business in California. And there are numerous other problems that are associated with these, you know, regulations that have been imposed by California and cause difficulty by, you know, whether it's in the real estate market, whether it's high taxation there, whether it's higher individual taxes, whether it's higher sales taxes. All these things burden everybody across the country because California is such a big state. And most businesses have to do business in California.
Mm-hmm.
So by splitting it apart and having a conservative Orange County and having a liberal part of the state where the Sacramento is, and then having the rest of the state north of Sacramento be perhaps less hospitable to the kind of regulations they've imposed and the kind of changes in the laws they've imposed that have violated rights. You might well have sectors which would be favorable to business. And, you know, if they want to have, if the legislators in California want to have Sacramento be known as the haven for criminals and people who are homeless, then so be it. Then it'll become that. The rest of the state will say no.
Beautiful, beautiful. Listen, I love that people are, you know, so fed up with what's going on in Sacramento that they're saying, you know what, we need to divorce ourselves from this. It is irreparable. They have completely controlled and owned all government and the people and the children, right? This is one of the most abhorrent parts of what's happened in the leftist California state, that they've basically said that the children of California belong to government. If the parents do not wish to vaccinate, they can no longer send their kids to public and or private schools, and they're harassing and threatening homeschool now. It is now to the point where there's an open declaration of war on people who you know, love liberty and want to protect their family and kids and raise them as they see fit, not as government does.
Right. They've gone right around the bend in California. They've reached the point where an authoritarian government exists that is so wedded to the far-left agenda that it is willing to destroy the rule of law, willing to violate the rights of individuals with impunity, and willing to take from the mouth of labor the bread that is earned and redistribute it to the people who are homeless and poor. That whole concept, in its entirety, has reached a point where many Californians are just absolutely sick of it. They either leave the state. I mean, people are leaving California in droves. They're going to Arizona. They're going to Texas. They're going to places where taxation is much lower and where regulations are not as commonplace, mm-hmm. where they can have some freedom.
All right. Well,
and that's a sign, you know, and yet, even with that,
yes.
you have people like Jerry Brown still banging the drum.
Again, delusion doesn't even begin to start to explain it. We got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap it up. I'm going to talk about the CBO and the forecast that the Trump tax cuts are going to increase debt. Let's talk economic healing when we come back from this break with Jonathan Emord on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you want to learn more about Jonathan Emord, we have links up in the show notes at emord.com. You go to robertscottbell.com, find the notes. We're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and of course Jonathan's with us once a week as much as we can get him. And I'm grateful for his friendship and his stalwart defense of liberty, and his willingness to communicate it with us here as often as he can. By the way, you can listen to the archives on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and when we do a live simulcast on YouTube as well, and of course our home in broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNlive.com. Now, the CBO has put out a report. Larry Kudlow's the new guy there in the Trump administration saying, you know what, I don't believe what they're saying about the Trump tax cuts increasing debt. However, we still have a Federal Reserve to contend with, the printing of money, the ultimate inflation, which is not cost rising per se. That's a symptom of inflation, but the increasing of the monetary so-called supply based on nothing. So how do we make a discussion rational in regards to an irrational Federal Reserve, despite the fact Trump's trying to cut taxes and let people keep more of their money?
Well, all we have to do is look at the GDP. The GDP during the Obama years was flat, about 0% growth. Economy that doesn't grow, that's a free market economy, dies. And is what we have now is over 3% GDP. With the tax cuts adding to it, we're going to go over 4% GDP. The economy's roaring, and that means that the economic pie is expanding. That means that there are going to be more startups, more expansion of business, more income generated across the board, and more people in the workforce. Now we have very low levels of unemployment. We have the lowest minority unemployment in the nation's modern history. And then we have this expansion, which then means more tax revenue. So ironically, when you lower taxes, particularly when there's zero GDP, in order to encourage private investment, private choice in introducing new goods and services into the economy, you end up with a bigger economy, you end up with a more robust economy, you end up with more revenue, and therefore you get more in taxation. So while the immediate effect of the tax cuts is to lower government revenues, within a very short period of time, that same tax cut, which creates the expansion of the economy, results in a substantial increase in revenues to the government without any increase in taxation. We've had one round of tax cuts. They're woefully inadequate. We need to do another round of tax cuts. We need to cut the corporate rates yet again. We need to cut individual rates yet again across the board. And this will produce yet another cataclysmic expansion of the market, a massive growth in market activity. And then on the spending side, we need to start hacking away at getting rid of big spending programs in favor of intelligent, smart moves that result in private sector taking over the government role. There's no reason why the government ought to have 80% of the Western lands as its ownership. Those lands should be turned over into private hands with restrictions to protect the environment, but they should be privately owned and operated so that they can be used profitably and generate more revenue. Imagine 80% of the West, essentially 80% of the West, is owned by the federal government. So it's outrageous. We should take all those lands and turn them over to the private sector. If they need to be covenants to restrict parks for park-type use, why not have private vendors owning those parks?
Yeah.
Sell them to the highest bidder.
Jonathan,
bring all that revenue into the government.
What about just another misunderstanding in terms of taxation? Corporations don't pay any taxes, in reality, if you think about it, right? Corporate tax rate goes down. They think, oh, that only benefits the wealthy. No, because they build prices of their products and services based on what they're paying in taxes. What kind of dunderhead doesn't understand that? You are paying their tax bill.
Well, that's certainly true, but it's also true that if there's no capital accumulation by businesses, if there's zero GDP growth, there's high unemployment.
Right.
And you're going to see, and people are going to get hurt that way too.
Yeah.
Only if there is capital accumulation, where a lot of money is in banks and a lot of money is in the stock market, do we have the situation where interest rates on money go down and banks are more willing to lend to the little guy.
Well, big
That's
problem.
How little guys get money.
Yeah, big problem now, of course, with increase in rates. Of course, it's going to increase the payment to service the debt. But we're out of time, Jonathan. Great principled discussion, my friend. So appreciative of you. And until next week, the power to heal, even economically and politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.